There's another group that I want to switch gears a little bit and focus a little bit more on, and that's the meme stocks, which, of course, we love talking about on this show. And they've had a little bit of a resurgence this week. And as is not atypical with the meme stocks, there hasn't been a particular catalyst necessarily that has been sending them there. But it really started Friday, Monday timeframe that we started to see these stocks surge again. Really, Monday in earnest is when we started to see them go up quite a lot. So whether you're looking at an AMC or a GameStop or some of the other less cited names, you look at that 5-day chart and you see the surge that has been beginning to happen here. Trading volume has also been jumping, by the way. AMC, 200 million shares, I believe, yesterday for the first time since mid-June. A GameStop, a lot of volume as well. And options trading has picked up for these names as well. So it's been an interesting resurgence here. Miles, you've always been in the, oh, sorry. Where I'll go to Miles. Miles. Sorry, reading Slack and speaking at the same time, folks. Miles, you have long been of the mind, I think, that this is a trend that's not going to go anywhere. And so it seems in keeping with that that we get these little kind of bursts of activity.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of all there is to say, right? I think no, I mean, but seriously, like people will twist themselves into knots around what the meme trade means, what it doesn't mean, the implications of it. I mean, the implications of it is there's a handful of names that have some of them have compelling-ish business turnaround stories, like a GameStop. Others, you have analysts pounding the table that the company is actually the equity is actually worth zero. That might be in the case of a certain movie theater operator. We've talked to some of those analysts on this program, but you can twist yourself again, as I said, into all these knots around what it means, what it doesn't mean, so on and so forth. The reality is that more people are in the market and more people are swarming around certain trading ideas for reasons which may be serious, but may also be in kind of keeping with the spirit of the internet, which is that it's a joke and we're all in on it. And there may be some real world consequences as a result of that. And sometimes the real world consequences are the share price of GameStop goes up 30% in 2 days. And that's fine. But again, if there's anything to take away, it's just a reminder that this is a part of the market. This is a feature of the market until further notice. And I know that people have been quite excited about AMC shares, Sazi, going down about 50% from their highs. But remember, this was a mid to low single digit stock, and it's now floated between 30 and 40 for some time. The story for that stock has changed quite a bit. And again, as I mentioned, until we can say otherwise, the meme trade is still alive and well.
And I'll just do a little promotion here too. One of the most interesting pages on the Yahoo Finance platform, at least to me, is the trending ticker page. I watch this religiously throughout the day. You hear Jared Blickery frequently mentioning it, pointing out stocks moving. AMC shares popped up for the first time really in about a month on the trending ticker page. Monday afternoon, shares were up about 6%. Definitely caught my attention. I hadn't seen it up there in a while. And now look, AMC shares are now the top trending ticker on the platform and have tacked on, what, about 30% over the past 5 days. And to your point, really, there is no news. You're seeing the volume pick up in these names, like Julie mentioned, a GameStop, a BlackBerry, and an AMC. But again, nothing I would say that is actually driving this. I will toss this one out there, just because it's Monday morning and the markets are a little bit boring. But in periods of peak market activity, just in terms of peak stock prices near records, you've seen these meme stocks, I would say, percolate when we would get a downdraft in the market. Near term, when I'm talking any correction or bear market type ridiculousness, but it seems to be retailers are really on the pulse of market sentiment. So I would watch to see if these stocks continue to trend higher over the next couple of days. That might mean something for the broader market. But again, it's something to worth just to watch moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. You said AMC is number one on trending tickers, GameStop number two, BlackBerry's on there, Naked Brands, which has been another frequent appearer
Robinhood.
on the meme stock list. Yeah.